Hey, howdy and happy day, Dr. Fauci. He was at a Senate hearing recently, and I watched it on YouTube, and wow, that's just going to be a wow. He kept invoking his Fifth Amendment 110 times, there a buzz. One senator said, what color of tie do you have on today? Fifth Amendment, and he read it again. His old lawyer, I think he had a half a dozen lawyers, and one of his lawyers been evicted. The security came and escorted him out of the building. What color of shoes are you wearing today? Fifth Amendment. I mean, good grief. The Fifth Amendment, it's part of the United States Constitution. It provides protection for individuals. It doesn't say anything about insane individuals, just individuals, okay? I mean, an individual cannot be forced to testify against themselves in a criminal case. Okay, I get that too, but what color of shoes are you wearing? A person cannot be tried twice. That's the Fifth Amendment as well. The Fifth Amendment protects people from government overreach. Who protects us from doctor overreach? Good bloody grief. Wow. Now, unions and immigration, people who immigrate to Canada, I'm talking about now, they must be really unhappy. I guess in the United States also, because you now have these great big 18-wheelers, they're being driven without people. The Jetson movies, it was on television back in the 60s, they called it. They had robots and they had video conference calls and all of this stuff, and it's happening today. I was just in Las Vegas a week ago. My wife and I were there and had a great time. It was very hot outside. We stayed inside. We went to the Sphere. I'm jumping here. Keep up. And we saw Wizard of Oz. Pretty good. Y'all should go there. 18,000 of my closest friends were there with me. In any event, when we left, there's taxi cabs all over the place that look different than regular taxi cabs. They're driverless. There's no people in them. Then there was these great big shopping carts full of people, tourists, going around Las Vegas. No driver, a little bit spooky, but now it's going into semi-trucks. They're hauling produce and everything that you can imagine from coast to coast. It's already happening in the United States, a little bit in Canada. Loblaws is just inked a deal with the trucking company. They're going to put 70 trucks on the road. These people don't have to belong to a union. They can go 24 hours a day. They're not restricted with regards to, y'all got to have a sleep now, and there's no overtime or there's no anything. It's going to change the dynamics of the whole world, but it certainly is changing the dynamics with regards to coast-to-coast delivery of goods. We're talking billions and billions of dollars every hour, maybe. I mean, it drives the truck. There's no idling, braking, and measured yielding fuel savings. All of that counts. Kind of spooky in a way, but it's happening. And I said 70 trucks to Loblaws. I told the fib, it's 50. That's the initial number, but you know what's going to roll out. It's all these people that don't know how to drive anyway. A lot of these immigrants, they won't be doing it anymore. Alberta, independence. That's a big thing. It's coming up in October, and even with the ridiculous wording of the referendum, people are still engaged. They're really engaged. And a reader sent this to me by email. Alberta independence. Alberta separate from Canada. The spirit of independence lives in us. Lives in us. We truly understand and value freedom, choice, accountability, private property, individuality and self-interest, voluntary exchange and free markets, progress, peace, justice, collaboration, cooperation, principle-driven freedom. Canada doesn't have any of those things. Why do you want to stay in Canada? Pretty cute. Now, socialism. You know this. Just telling you what you already know. Reminding you. Socialism is government control of healthcare, energy, housing, massive wealth redistribution, and high taxes pay for that. All of those things that they want. Socialism erases personal freedom, including the right to defend yourself and to voice your opinion. Believe it or not, it does that. Free speech is essential, but it doesn't exist in socialism. It truly doesn't. Communism is socialism in a hurry, so I've often said, we must elect strong conservatives who can stop the cancer of socialism. Get a man on that, will you? Now, and kind of rolling into that, another reader sent this to me. Political correctness was invented by Russian communists. If you said anything inconvenient to the system, you had a hearing and then you were muzzled. Likely you were shot right after the hearing as well. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.